Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. Today's video is our 2024 NFL draft prospect, Terron Arnold, cornerback out of the University of Alabama. I'd like to give special thanks to my producer who's making it happen today, Mr. Logan Landers, and I'm your host, Vincent Turner. So if you like the video, one more time, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Terron Arnold, cornerback, Roll Tide, University of Alabama. Before I start talking about this young man, I got a couple of questions. Number one, I'm going to give a question to the Florida State brass. Mr. Arnold is from the great city of Tallahassee, Florida. So I'm going to ask Mr. Bobby Butler, Deion Sanders, Terrell Buckley, Corey Sawyer, how did he get out of Tallahassee and ended up playing for the University of Alabama? That's really, really strange to me because Florida State usually get all the great football players, especially in their hometown. But when you look at this young man, I'm going to be really honest with you. I look at a lot of other 2024 NFL draft, mock draft boards, and right now I look at all the top cornerbacks right out there who's right there been rated in the first round, such as a Nate Wiggins out of the University of Clemson. He's on the board. And I look at Mr. Arnold over the past month. If I had to be drafting, he'd be my top-rated cornerback because he's played at a high level, the LSU game, the Auburn game, and then last week against Georgia, his play was at another level. At 6 feet, 196 pounds, he's got what you want in a cornerback, speed, size. But most of all, when you look at the cornerback position, University of Alabama, I got to think back, and me being 63 years old, I look at this young man coming out of the ghost, the heavens, and you think about Alabama to position Jeremiah Castillo. You got Bobby Johns. You got Antonio Langdon. You got Don McNeil. You got Mike Washington. That's history. That's excellent at this position. That's what Mr. Arnold did over the last month. And that's why the University of Alabama is playing in the college football playoffs as the number one 4 seed. His skill set, as I just mentioned, quick, A+, athlete, A+, competitive spirit, A+, willing to mix it up against the run, A+, combative after the catch, A+. Quick feet as you need as a cornerback, A+. Coverage instincts off the charts, A+. The ability to cover the receiver underneath with quickness, A+. I could see him playing a very high level of slot corner in the NFL next season. As I just mentioned, physical and run support, A+. Strong in zone coverage, A+. But what I like about him, and I see him do it last week in the championship game against Georgia. I see him do it against LSU. He got that, what I call that Lester Hayes and Mike Haynes to him. Nose to nose press coverage. Nose to nose press coverage. A+. And that tells me he's a very, very confident man. See, you can say what you want to say, but he's been playing against some receivers that's going to play in the league. Think about him a couple of weeks ago against LSU going against Brandon Thomas and Malik Nabers. Brian Thomas and Malik Nabers. Think about him last week going against Ladd McConkey at the University of Georgia. Even saw him out there covering Brock Bowers. See, that's high-level competition. Man-to-man coverage press. Made me want to get out of my seat, brother. He was covering him. He's got that Jeremiah Castillo. And then think about this season, his stats, 38 tackles, one forced fumble, 5 interceptions. And this can tell you how good he's played. 14 pass defenses over the past month, the past season. And on the career, he's got 20 pass defense and 6 interceptions. This gentleman right here is a football player, man, at a high level. And what really sticks out to me about this young man from Tallahassee, Florida, remember a couple of months ago, I believe it was in the Mississippi State game, he didn't give a coverage right, and he was coming off the field, and Coach Nick Saban was really into his booty, really chewing him out. He stood there and said, hey, my fault, Coach. And then he went on social media the next week and said, hey, to be a great football player. And I hope all the young players out there watching me today here on 100 Yards Football, listen to what Mr. Arnold said. You got to be able to be coachable. It's nothing personal. And from that point on, his play went to another level. That's why I got this young man ready as my number one corner going into 2024 NFL draft. Tyron Arnold, Tallahassee, Florida, cornerback to University of Alabama. If you liked the video today, please come in and share it. Once again, special thanks to my social media guy, my producer, Mr. Logan Landers. I'm Vincent Turner. Y'all be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football. Roll Tide.